Hey Gratitude Seeker, today we will explore some ideas on how we can write a proper thank you letter. How we can make sure that we actually communicate our gratitude, what we appreciate and how it made us feel. But first, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. I've got some great news. Tomorrow morning at 9:30 UK time, I will be interviewed on BBC Radio Guernsey, and you can tune in because it will be live. Firstly, I'm really excited and really grateful to be able to do this. It's thanks to one of our gratitude seekers from Guernsey that actually called during a show of the BBC Radio and told them about the Gratitude Podcast. Whoever you are, thank you so, so much. Now, if you want to listen live, you can go to bbc.co.uk/radioguernsey. Guernsey is spelled G-U-E-R-N-S-E-Y. So that's bbc.co.uk/radioguernsey. I'm so excited about this and I would really love to know that some of you chose to be there with me, supporting me from afar, because to be honest, I really am a bit nervous about it. So this being said, let's get back to our episode. You might be really good at expressing gratitude and communicating your feelings, or you might not be that good. If we only thank that person for general things like the help you've given me or being there for me, they might not know what you're thinking about, what you're talking about, and what you're feeling about. For instance, you might be thinking of a particular situation in which that person was there for you, was very helpful, and when you write it out, it comes out something like, I'm so grateful for your help, I'm so grateful that you are there for me. And that has no emotion, or at least not too much. But when you tell the other person the exact situation, how awful it was until they did that particular thing that meant a lot to you, what you were feeling in those moments, how awful it felt before and how awesome it felt after you received that support. It's the same situation like with the gratitude list. If you just write, I'm grateful for home, family, dog. How much emotion do you feel when you think about that, when you write that? But when you go into more depth, when you think about how it feels, when you visualize, when you hear the sounds, when you send the smells, there is a whole different experience about it. And it's the same when you write a gratitude letter. But this applies to gratitude messages as well, or to calling people to let them know that you're thankful for them. Most of the times we have no idea of the impact that we have on other people. And when someone lets us know about that, it's quite amazing. We may realize that our efforts are not in vain, or we may realize that we have a real purpose and that we really have a positive impact on other people, but that they just don't tell us all the time. So think about a situation in your life when someone helped you one way or another and you're really grateful for that person and for what they did for you. Who is that person? Remember the situation. Think about how it was before they did what they did for you. How you felt then. And how you felt after they've given their support. And now that you are in this energy of gratitude, let them know. Send them a text, an SMS, or via Messenger on Facebook or on WhatsApp, or leave them a voicemail. You might just make their day. It doesn't have to be anything fancy or complicated. Just say what you feel, how you feel that they have helped you, and you will see that it will make you feel great and it will make them feel great as well. I'm stopping here so you can do it. Thank you so much for listening.